After 4 decades of dedication and service, Tom Veenstra, the beloved athletic director at Duncan Christian School, is retiring. Veenstra, a stalwart at nearly every athletic event the school has hosted for decades, has decided to take a well-deserved retirement and travel with his wife. Tom is leaving an amazing legacy at Duncan Christian School, said longtime Duncan sports reporter, Don Bodger. In many ways, he has long been the face of the school. From the regular West Coast Trail experiences that he has led to his impeccable organization of sports tournaments, he has enhanced the student experience at the school way above and beyond the call of his duty. Tom will leave huge shoes to fill, but has set the standard for the school to continue to strive for excellence. Veenstra's journey at DCS began in the 1985-86 school year, when he was initially hired as a French teacher with one PE class on his schedule. Over the years, he gradually added more PE classes before taking on the role full-time. He was eventually named athletic director. He became a mentor to many, including the school staff. As a new employee to DCS 1992, I came with new ideas and big plans, said DCS assistant principal and coach Michelle Neferloff. Tom was always gracious to hear me out and give me a chance. His support was unwavering. He challenged me when I needed it and asked me for help when he needed it too. Tom's influence has helped me to shape my purpose at DCS as a coach, administrator, and I am so thankful that I could work with a person like him for all these years. During his tenure, the Duncan Christian Chargers have, despite being a small school even for single-A standards, regularly played host to a plethora of tournaments and other events, including island and provincial championships in volleyball, basketball, and soccer. DCS teams are typically among the contenders for at least one or two island or provincial titles each year. DCS's sports program has grown by leaps and bounds through his diligence, and he must be commended for the fruits of his labors, Bodger said. Just ask anyone from around the province who's been to a tournament hosted by DCS. They'll tell you there's nothing quite like it because every detail has always been addressed by Tom in such an efficient manner. And he's always done it with a smile and a gracious gesture for participants. The school received the BC School Sports Outstanding School Award for 2006-07, and 2 years later opened a state-of-the-art gymnasium that was a longtime dream of Veenstra's. His work hasn't only benefited DCS, but also the community at large, as the tournaments hosted by the school bring hundreds of athletes and their families to Duncan and the Cowichan Valley, where they need meals and hotel rooms. Veenstra has also been a supporter of larger events in the Cowichan Valley, such as the 2008 North American Indigenous Games and 2018 BC Summer Games. For his efforts, the city of Duncan honored him with its perpetual trophy for excellence and sportsmanship in December 2020. Tom shows up, Neterloff explained. I could always count on Tom to have my back and to speak highly of my efforts even when I wasn't in the room. Tom's integrity and generosity has rubbed off on me as an individual and coach. His dedication to the school and the program is the reason people want to come back to the place. His dedication to people is why we are all so sad to see him go. As Veenstra begins his new chapter, he leaves behind a legacy that will be felt for years to come. His dedication, passion, and commitment to excellence have made a lasting impact on Duncan Christian School and the community, and he will be deeply missed by all who have had the pleasure of working with and learning from him.